Good afternoon, guys. It's the Black Diamond. Yes, join for a Black Diamond experience. I hope all is well out there. As always, you are in my thoughts and prayers. Coming to you live from New York City, letting y'all know that the Black Diamond loves you. I didn't get to get the chit-chat with you guys this morning. Me and Brooklyn got up this morning, got started on the remote learning in full effect this week. We are back in full effect this week in New York City with remote learning. So to all the kids out there, stay encouraged, kids. Stay encouraged. I know y'all sick of us parents and being in this house on this quarantine. And for the New York City, we on pause. And family members down south, you know, on pause. The social distance and this and that. You know, we usually having barbecues right now, popping bottles. But hey, to God be the glory. Y'all just stay encouraged out there, kids. Do your TikToking, your Musical.ly's, your Twitter, your Instagram, social media, whatever you're doing to keep your spirit up, keep your immune system boosted up, and stay encouraged as far as your mentality, you know, your mental thinking. Stay encouraged. And to all the seniors out there, you all are in my prayers and thoughts as well. I know it's got to be a hard, tragic time, you know, worrying about the end of the year. You done came so far and want to walk across that stage. So, you know, all we can do right now is pray for the land. Pray for the land, pray for better days so that we can get back on track and back to kicking butt out here like we used to, you know. So at the end of the day, not for nothing, you know what I'm saying, I miss society as well, guys. You know, I do. I miss society. And I'm in New York City. So at the end of the day, you know. Yes, Brooklyn. Oh, okay. It's the juice packets is in there. Yeah, so, you know, just trying to keep going and going for the kids. They want snacks every 10 to 15 minutes. So, got to keep some quarantine food for these kids because they can eat. Woo! But, yes, it's an honor, guys. But, like I said, join me, guys, every Monday and Friday or during the week whenever I feel like I want to give a bonus message or just talk to you guys to inspire you, to encourage you, because I always been a voice coming up from where I came from. I always been a voice. I always been loud. I always been outgoing. You know, I always love to entertain. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, this is a big practice thing for me. And I really, really, really want to give a big shout out to Anchor. Like I told y'all, this Anchor is a blessing. You understand? Because the simple fact, I get to speak my voice. I get to be me. I get to talk to the people, encourage the people in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? This right here podcast is being made for positive waves and positive energy and just keeping it real and being sincere with the people. You know, this is what I'm building this for. So, you know, you guys just join me for an experience to see, you know, how I'm doing, where I'm going with that, with this and that, you know, and to see what's what. You know what I'm saying? If you want to listen in, and it's just really a little chit-chat. You know what I'm saying? You hearing a few words from my mouth with the sound of my words into your ears with maybe a message of inspiration or encouragement or maybe something that just tickles you or make you question something. Whatever it is, I'm trying to get you going. I'm trying to get you back popping. I'm trying to get you back knowing that, hey, you can be all you can be, baby. Out here, you can be all you can be. And to all my Americans out there, keep being American, whatever that means, okay? Stay encouraged. And not for nothing, always believe in yourself and never feel like the world is over. With some days, hey, I know we feel like our world is over with this quarantine and this COVID-19 chick that came from hell. And I can't, you know, express myself enough to let y'all know out there, all throughout the nation, that the Black Diamond loves you. And to all the ones that has a great loss to this COVID-19 chick, you know what I'm saying, that came from hell, you know what I'm saying, stay encouraged. You know, I'm praying for your strength through the Lord, you know, because that's where your strength comes from, the Lord. But not for nothing, guys. pick yourself up as much as you can. We don't want to die in our sovereign tears and just crying and feeling bitter and don't know what to do. There are a lot of resources out here right now that you can take advantage of and be on top. Send me a message, whatever, guys. Let me know your opinions on my show or something that I said. You know what I'm saying? You want a question, you want to talk about, you know, if it's positive and it's something that I can add to my show, I will add your message to my show. So at the end of every episode, you can go down to the bottom of whichever platform you go to, because you can Google me. You can Google me. I'm on a lot of platforms. I'm on Apple Podcasts. I'm on Radio Pocket. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Listener Notes. Just Google me. Black Diamond, BlackDiamond 2020 on the Google, and it'll show you which platforms you can access me for my episodes at any time. And then again, guys, on Saturday nights, I do a radio show on Station Head. It's an app in the App Store, Station Head, and my name on there is the same as my podcast, Black, B-L-A-K, Diamond, D-I-M-E-O-N-D, 2020. Look my radio station up and tune in. Just, you know, just showing people a little love on the weekends. Like I said, as an artist and a mother, I have to be multitasked. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep me going. I got to keep the girls going, inspired, feeling like, you know, our world is still going on within here in our little space that we're in. And although we're up in this house right now, you know what I'm saying, we still gonna make the best of it, okay? So I got the radio station popping off, the podcast is popping off, giving positive waves, keeping my energy up. I'm feeling good and healthy. Me and the girls are well, you know what I'm saying? We're praying for everybody every day. We're staying in good spirit. We're fighting. This is what you call a fight in my eyes. We're fighting, okay? We're fighting. So whatever you guys need out there to boost yourself up, to all the kids out there, keep yourself boosted up, your mind, your health, and everything. All of that takes good care of yourself can lead you into the wealth. Taking good care of yourself first is always first. Because without good health, how you going to be this billionaire that you want to be? Or you want to be this police officer? Or you want to be this helicopter driver? You want to be a train driver, MTA worker? You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to all you city workers out there. Keep being essentially nice and good to the communities. I appreciate you. I wish I could be out there helping you guys right now, but I'm here taking care of my chickaboos, and I'm taking life one day at a time, you know what I'm saying, and I'm doing what I gotta do. So quarantine is not so bad for me, because me and myself and my kids and my businesses, we need all the extra love that we can get, guys. So, you know, we gotta stay encouraged, and, you know, not for nothing, you know, with all this good eating and stuff like that, we got to stay in shape too. So thank God for all the teachers out there that are doing their part, sending the assignments. And I want to give a big shout out to my daughter's physical education team at her school. Big shout out to PS13, Maxine Cameron. Yes, she is a wonderful principal. She's originally from Jamaica. I love her so much. Big shout out to you, Miss Maxine Cameron. You're always in my thoughts and prayers. And to all the PS13 family out there, I want to let y'all know that y'all are in my thoughts and prayers. And I really do like the way y'all came together fast, as y'all did with the plan that y'all had. We're putting the remote learning together, letting us know what's what, you know, forming these group chats for us parents to talk with the teachers and get the emails and parent codes. The DOE came in, made sure Brooklyn had her iPad internet ready to sign into the Google Classroom. You guys are awesome. I'm trying to tell y'all, I am very proud of y'all. I don't have anything sour or bad to say. You guys was awesome as far as me. And I hope someone else out there that can hear the sound of my voice, you had a good experience. And if you didn't have a good experience, do the application online. You know what I'm saying? I know it's NYC coronavirus with the DOE for you to do your survey applications, which we did it back in March when they first shut the schools down, okay? But you can call 311. But if you get a glitch with the system and you feel like 311 ain't doing this and 311 ain't doing that, give it a little time, because 311 do get your complaints through. I'm not one of these chicks that's going to tell you any and everything. 311 will get your complaints through and get something done about the situation as far as putting in your complaint. 311 is not the person that can solve your question or answer overnight, but they will lead you to the proper resources or send a complaint in to the government agency or affiliate if needed or if it's possible to do. Okay, as a citizen, you got rights, but you got certain rights when it comes to the government. Okay, the government runs this out here, so just know that. Just keep calm, people, be patient, and understand that we are all human. The 311 workers that's answering that phone, they need prayer too. The 911 workers that's answering the phone, they need prayer too. Healthcare workers, store workers, gas station workers, bus drivers, train drivers, truck drivers. Let me tell you something. Black Diamond is praying for all of y'all, okay? Black Diamond loves all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? So this right here ain't nothing but an encouraging love, empowerment thing I'm trying to give to the world right now. Because at the end of the day, every voice helps when it's being positive, in a positive way. Whether you want to hear the sounds of my voice or not, whether you want to hear the words that's coming out my mouth or not, you know what I'm saying? Guess what? I'm still going to speak. I'm still going to do what I got to do for me and mine to grow and build my foundation. And my foundation has always been, you know, being a leader and trying to set an example for the people that, you know, want to be a part of me. So I won't be trying to tell them nothing wrong that I ain't told myself. You know what I'm saying? So, and I always used to love playing school growing up. You know, we was in my mom's house and my sisters and brothers. I was their teacher. I was their math teacher, their science teacher, their physical education teacher. And I was their librarian. I had a little bookshelf fixed up with little books where they can go to the library. I used to tell them, I used to say, go in there and get some money from your mama now. We're going on a field trip tomorrow. I take them back there in the back of my mama's house. And you know, we was in the country. I take them in the back of my mama's house and take them through the woods on the little water stream thing they had back there. Have them thinking they in a real forest. It looked like a forest around there anyway, because you never know when a fox or a bear or a bobcat gonna be in your yard down south. So I hope you register ready. But not for nothing, guys. Not for nothing. Not for nothing. I want to read to y'all Psalms 141. It says, Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door on my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stone places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, and when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth, but my eyes are upon thee. O God, the Lord, in thee is my truth. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Amen. And guys, I want to read y'all that Psalms 141. You can send me a message, guys, at the end of this episode. You can send me a message and tell me your thoughts on that Psalm. But when I was reading that Psalm, I read it last night. I read a lot of these Psalms over and over and over just to feed positiveness into my soul. I read the Quran too. Anything that I can read that's in English that's of power and of God, I read it and I feed it to my mind and my soul so that it can build me up as a woman and a mother with eloquent thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So, but with that right there, I was taking that Psalms is that I'm crying out to the Lord, you know what I'm saying? Letting them know everything that's around me, I'm aware of it. You know what I'm saying? And that the people that is up against me with the wickedness or the iniquity and this and that, that, you know what I'm saying, I'll be saved, you know, in the midst of the storm. Like with this Corona COVID-19, with all these people that died up here in New York City, it's so heartfelt. It's so heartfelt. Let me tell you, so many days that I've cried and prayed out to God up here for these people just dying out of nowhere. And when I heard this, saw this little skit of this video, and this doctor or whatever it was, but the doctor was saying there was a lot of bodies from March to April piled up. People couldn't get their family members and died by themselves. You know what I'm saying? That stuff is devastating. I'm sitting here, I'm in the midst of it. I'm in New York City. Okay, I'm in New York City. My daughter go to school in New York City. I've been in New York City for 20 years. Okay, let me tell you something. I've never seen nothing like this in my life. You know what I'm saying? So yes, it's shocking. Yes, I want to talk. And yes, I want to let the people know that the whole New York City is not dying. We're going to be out here kicking butt again. We're going to pray our way through, and we're going to fight. The COVID-19 chick ain't about to come shut our world down. You know what I'm saying? So right now, I'm taking this quarantine time, staying safe, social distance and all this stuff. And I'm building my businesses up, building my equity for my kids. You know what I'm saying? Over here trying to study the trading business, the stock market, whatever that I can teach myself right now inside this house, I'm on it. So I want y'all to stay inspired and don't let nobody tell you nothing negative that's going to bring your spirit down. And anything that you want to know, research it yourself and try to find the information out. If you don't know how to type, write, or read or anything, just send me a message. Get somebody to send me a message. Let me know if there's anything that I can help or anything I can do. I have a few businesses that I'm going to present to you guys soon that could probably help you or a family member. I'm not ready to talk about that right now. But I'll talk about that once I have all my blueprints and all my I's dotted and my T's crossed. You get me, guys. Yeah, so not for nothing, guys. You stay inspired. I want y'all to have a blessed week and fight, 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 fight. Take your vitamin C, drink your immune boosters, eat your vegetables, you know what I'm saying? Be careful on this meat. Make your selective meat. Make sure you're getting fresh meat that's been imported. Find out where your food is being imported from. Take care of your health, guys. Take care of your health. And until next time, guys, I want everyone to have a blessed, 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 and wonderful day. And know that the Black Diamond loves you. Later.